Ho, 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 and happy holidays. This week on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, we follow Chris and Rob to Tri-County Mall, where those zany guys do all their Christmas shopping. Our shopping spree starts at Spencer's Gifts.
Oh, Chris, check out this hauling ass poster. Man, now that's cool.
It's not as cool as this Say No to Crack poster. This is the fourth one I've seen today, and his back is the hairiest of all of them.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, yuck!
Canned farts!
Oh,
let's get out of here!
Oh, man. Okay, I tell you what. Let's go on up to Walden Books. Remember, we're in Butler County.
Oh, that's right. We can check out this month's penthouse.
Hey, Chris. Look at that kid. Look at that kid reading that penthouse. You know, he can't be any older than just 14. Shh! Check this out. All right. I'm going to sneak up on him, and I'm going to scare the bejeebers out of him. Watch this.
Excuse me, son. You going to buy that?
Ah! I'm getting kind of hungry, Rob. You want to go get a soft pretzel with triple mustard?
Oh, no, I got a better idea. When we go on up to Mr. Bulky's and see how much candy we can stuff in our mouths until we get caught.
Welcome to Mr. Bulky's. Can I help you guys with something?
I'm just looking.
We're just looking, don't thanks.
Hey, look across the mall, Rob.
Oh, yeah, cool. That's a Victoria's Secret place. Let's go there.
Nah, my girlfriend looks like a pig in clothes like that.
No, this will be fun. Watch. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes?
Do you have one of these teddies in my size?
Oh.
Okay. I tell you what, Chris, it's getting kind of late, and we got to do some serious shopping. I mean, I still have to get my mom a Christmas present.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go over to Super X.
Good call. I could get my mom some NyQuil. She loves that stuff.
I need to get me some of that red construction paper, some Elmer's glue, and some of that sparkly stuff. I'm making all my family's presents all out of scratch this year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hey, look, two bear claws for a dollar.
Hoping you and your loved ones get what you're asking for.
Hey, where can you get one of them, you know, those 4-foot-long, 1-inch-thick barbershop pole candy canes?
Wait till the day after Christmas, Robbie. They'll only be 69 cents then.
And make sure you're spreading lots of good cheer.
And your legs.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we wish you a Merry Christmas, and may all your Christmases be white castles.
Welcome back to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
The phone number is
749-1444. John from the future.
Now, I think Christmas means Jim pressing the button in time. Christmas is a crock, man. I'm sick of it already. I wish it'd just go away. The thing is, when you're single and you have no family around, everybody treats you like a stray dog and they want to adopt you.
Hey, Damien, if it's a big day, you can come over to my place for Christmas.
See, there they go again. I hate it when that happens.
Damien, if...
Well, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have you over. We'll feed you some turkey and some deviled eggs.
See, I'm a vegetarian.
Well, see, I remember that one year when, you know, Damien, he talked big. He was always like, yeah, hey, man, I'm going up to Milwaukee to see my family.
Yeah.
You know, don't worry about me. And then I caught him eating ravioli out of a can.
I was eating canned Spam, baby.
And so, you know, we had to take him in.
Christmas is the worst time of year, without a doubt.
Why?
It's just no fun. It's cold. Everybody else is in this shopping frenzy, and I just don't enjoy that. And it's just too festive for me.
Nobody buys you anything?
Well, I don't care
this
about
from
that.
A man who just got a Barney?
I didn't get the Barney the dinosaur. It's been the best Christmas ever so far.
You got Barney and Reese cups, if I recall.
Yeah, and Starburst and Skittle.
Oh, man. And what are you talking
and
about?
Three different selections of gum. Juicy Fruit, what else? Spearmint and Trident.
What are you talking about? How can you not be just...
You're right. Okay, start the tape again, Jim.
Okay, go.
Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. It's a festive occasion. I think of joy in the hearts of little children throughout the world. I think of Santa not so much as a person, but as a spirit that lives in each and every one of us.
Aww. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dee, if you don't have anything to do on Christmas, you can come over to my house.
Or my house.
Or anywhere but Jim, because he doesn't have a family either.
Oh, well, maybe Jim and I. Jim, I've got an extra can of ravioli.
You and Jim and Jim's brother can hang out together.
What's yeah. that?
Grandkids. Because your parents...
You're going to have a while to wait for that, Buster.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about, like, you're... Like, I know that your parents are sick and death. That they've seen your ugly, hairy ass every Christmas for, like, 29, 35, however old years you are. And I know they're kind of tired of it. And so you come over, they're kind of grumpy, they're kind of grouchy, and they're not too cool with you. But I tell you what, as soon as like your brothers, your sisters, your cousins start squeezing out those little cute kids running around again, There you go, the pressure's off. Because you're a slob, you know, you can be a slob, you can be a slacker and not have a job, and they're not going to think about that when they're worried about a four-year-old pulling the tree down. Keeps the pressure off you. Ashiel, what up?
Hello, you're on the air. Check on it.
Hey, Ashiel.
Yeah?
You need to turn your radio up so you can hear it.
I'll try.
Just turn that volume knob, the one.
You there?
Hello?
Hey, what up?
What up, dude?
What's
hey,
going
dude,
on, man?
What can we do for you, dude?
Oh, yeah, I was the suede cakes man the other night, and you guys were going to promise me a t-shirt if I said some certain things about Jerry Springer, and you guys never sent me that t-shirt out.
What? Oh, you called last week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
We were giving away some t-shirts, but we didn't give you one.
Right.
You weren't the big winner. You were the big loser. 749-1444 is the phone number. Did you hear that dogs are the number one topic looked up in encyclopedias?
No.
Yes, this is
space
true.
It. No, you know what is?
The World Book Encyclopedia was just released as 1994. Don't hey me.
Hey
with
this.
2,700 new or revised articles found that dog is still the number one word that children look up.
Wrong. I've always wondered what my mandibula was.
Well, what?
You never seen that commercial where they got the World Book Encyclopedia, the blonde guy with the glasses? Yeah, I'm doing a project on space. And with this encyclopedia... I only got a B+. B+.
No, the number one word that they looked up was dog. The number two word is snake, followed by President of the United States, then cat, then fish, then dinosaur, then bird, then horse, then animal, then baseball, then Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You know as well as I do what the number one word looked up in the encyclopedia and the dictionary is each and every year.
Clitoris.
Well, that's second.
Hello, John, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, what do you think about cooters?
I hate it when I get cooters. I usually have to take a shower or take some of that cooter medicine to get them off of me.
I use a powder.
No, I'm talking about the nightclub in Clifton.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a great place to meet
girls. I hang out by the girls' bathroom. And
that's the best.
Yeah.
749-1444 is the phone number. 749-1444.
No, but I remember once. I was, you know, because I'm a world traveler, I was observing this third grade class, you know, so I could get a real inside glimpse of the educational system in America. And this kid, he has the Guinness Book of World Records, and so he looks up, I don't know what the hell he's looking up, but he comes to the one that says, "World's Most Prolific German Shepherd Bitch." And it's like, this one German Shepherd had 36 puppies in one litter or something like that. So, of course, what's a little kid do? He goes to his teacher and says, "Hey, Mrs. Johnson, this book has a dirty word in it. It says B-I-T-C-H. And she says, "Well, when used in that context, that's a proper word. You can say that." And so you know what the kid does?
What's the kid do?
He starts marching around the room saying,
World's most prolific German Shepherd bitch. World's most prolific German Shepherd bitch. World's most prolific German Shepherd bitch.
Clever.
For like 20 minutes.
Hello, Bob the bitch. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bob. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm glad to be a bitch. I thankfully am a bitch.
I bet you are.
A bitch.
Let me tell you. Okay. Christmas memories, right?
Right.
Oh, man.
Okay, right. Wait, so I'm a kid, right?
Okay.
And there's this guy, right? His name's Santa.
Okay.
And I'm in the line, right? And I'm waiting to meet Santa, and I'm so excited. Santa, he's the guy, right?
Right.
So I sit on his lap, right? And the guy says to me, he leans over close, and he says, hey, touch my candy cane.
All right. What did you do?
And I said, hey, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Candy cane? What's going on here?
You're a kid, right?
I'm a kid.
Like
I'm
what,
little.
Seven,
I'm
eight
like
years
5
old?
Years old.
5, all right.
So what happened?
Actually, I've never really been little, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Okay, get on with it, Bob.
But anyway, the guy says, touch my candy cane, right?
Okay.
And suddenly, this hard thing sprouts up, right? And I think, what the hell is going on? And it's red, white, and blue, right?
Oh, man.
And he says, touch it. I said, no way, baby. So I jump off his knee, right? My mom grabs me, right?
I'm 5 years old. I said, no way, baby.
You're nuts, Bob. You are nuts. We're not believing a word of this. You're making it up. It's your own certain particular sterile fantasy. We're not buying it.
Hey.
I'll hey you. Hey's for
hey,
once.
It's all in my autobiography, Mouthful of Bob.
That's what I thought.
It's all there.
And this is chapter 3?
No, this is early on, baby. The premature years.
Okay.
The adolescent years. The pubescent years.
Okay, so you jumped off Santa's lap, and then you went running to your mom, and what happened?
I ran to Mama. She sued the bastard, and we got tons of money out of it.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing that story with us, Bob.
Anyway, see, this is just a little piece of it, right? This is what turned me into Bob.
Okay.
And you've been wearing your mother's clothes ever since.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah?
The elves, they were elves, right?
Uh-huh.
There's a small faction of elves, and they're Lithuanian.
Uh-huh.
And they're up to my neck in naked Lithuanian elves. It's
thanks.
A Christmas thing.
Thanks, Bob. Merry Christmas, ho, 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 all right?
Mwah.
Later. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
But don't you always feel kind of cheap and dirty, though, when you take something nice like Christmas and you just turn
make
it into...
a bad joke out of it?
Well, like those cards. You ever like go into like a gift shop that has those cards and it's all and everything is just like a play on sitting on Santa's lap and jingle bells, balls, you know, stuff like that.
Hello, Jimmy. You're on the air.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, Jimmy?
Yo, what is it? A good Christmas memories or what?
Any kind of Christmas memories.
Man, I tell you, by the time on Christmas, man, I was cruising the beach, doing acid, smoking reefer, drinking old Milwaukee.
What a party.
I was partying down, man.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
It was unlike nothing I ever had. One of the first Christmases I was ever away from home, you know, it was kind of heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
But there was plenty of things to do at the beach. There were all kinds of drugs down in that kind of town.
Which beach were you at?
Excuse me?
Which beach were you at?
I was in Jacksonville, Florida, son.
Let me ask you something. If you're doing acid and smoking reefer and doing all them groovy drugs, why were you drinking a crappy beer like Old Milwaukee? Why weren't you drinking something good like Schlitz?
Because we drank all the Budweiser and there's only a couple of buds left. I shotgunned that sucker down in 2 seconds flat. And you know what I was doing in Jacksonville? And I was serving our country, the United States.
Hey,
let me ask you something. Retired,
Jimmy,
boy.
If you were doing all those drugs, how far out in the water did you walk before you realized you were sinking?
Once they told me I wasn't the Lord Messiah, I fell right to the bottom. Shark attack. You ever heard that one?
Yeah. That's heavy, man.
Well, I'll tell you what. I hope y'all have a Merry Christmas, and, hope that Bob fella don't suck on too many pepperoni sticks. See you later.
Later, Jimmy. I'm kind of pleased that he kept that kind of reasonably clean.
Yeah.
A nice surprise, and Christmas is all about nice surprises, I guess. All right, who we got?
Hello?
Hi, Fred.
How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How
Niggers.
Are you? So anyway, Chris, when is the proper time to decorate your house?
Anytime.
Every year I get in these big tiffs with like my friends because I don't think you should put the stuff up till like the 15th at the earliest. All my friends, they've had a tree up since before Thanksgiving. And I seriously believe that you just get sick and tired of it, especially if you have one of those homes where like the tree makes it harder to watch television or something. Then it just really stinks. Chris, go ahead. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Well, if you want to hear a Christmas story, this is kind of depressing and all, but here it is. You know, we kind of sit around and just Pops is watching 60 Minutes, you know. That's about our Christmas Eve, you know. We're just kind of hanging out.
Well, 60 Minutes is a good show. They usually have a lot of cutting-edge journalism that's going down on that show.
I guess they had their Christmas special or whatnot, but we're hanging out anyway, and we have the big Christmas Eve Yule log burning in the fireplace and all. And so we're little kids and all, you know. We say Pops. We call him Will Die. That's our Pops, you know.
Will Die?
Will Die.
What does that mean?
He's the wilderness man.
Oh.
But anyway.
He's an outdoorsman kind of thing.
We're like, Pops, how can Santa Claus come down the chimney if you got the fire burning, you know? So he puts out the fire and you know, to appease us kids, you know. He's pissed off about that, but we get him going on that shit. Then all of a sudden, you know, we're like, hey, Pops, you got that Sears fire, you know, installation there, you know. He can't get down the chimney with that crap going on, you know. It's like a gate, kind of this shit going around the chimney, you know. So we make Pops take the shit out of the chimney, you know. He's unscrewing crap, you know, doing all this shit to take the crap out of the chimney, you know, so Santa Claus can get down, you know.
Cool.
And all of a sudden, it's just like, you know, Pops is getting real pissed off, you know. He's not taking this as a fun game anymore, you know. So he starts cussing and screaming, you know, little pieces of shit, you know. So we're you know, feeling kind of bad, you know. We're pulling it a little too far.
I tell you what, it's
I didn't know it was up.
I don't think it's real healthy to get cursed out by your father on Christmas Eve.
Well, I guess we found out, you know, Santa Claus wasn't real when he pulled up in the Chevy Nova, you know.
Well, I tell you what my dad would have done. He would have just said, oh, I'm leaving the front door unlocked for him. Now get your ass in bed.
Well, what the hell's the deal when, you know, Santa Claus always shows up but old Pops ain't there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with that?
You never see them in the room together at the same time, do you?
No.
It's like Bruce Wayne and Batman. It's weird.
So Pops slapped my ass around, you know, and that kind of brought the end of the Christmas spirit. You know, that's my sad-ass Christmas story.
Well, appreciate you sharing it with
us, sorry to hear about that. Cheer up, will you?
I love you.
I love you too. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You know, sometimes, Chris, I get out on that west side of town, and I get kind of hungry.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You know where I would go if I were you?
Where would that be?
I would stop in for lunch at the Cincinnati West restaurant.
That's where I go, and it's fine eating.
And it's called Cincinnati West, and it's located at 1673 Westwood Avenue. It's out there. If you're living in the Fairmount, Dalton, Spring Grove Business District, you just give a call to 241 West.
Or 241?
251.
251 West.
251 West. That's really 9378. 251 West. They do delivery free, fast, and convenient.
Can't beat that.
Hey,
hola.
Rob.
Me llamo Rob.
Me llamo Rob. What's that mean?
Me llamo Roberto. Hey, I'm a
Christopher.
See.
And the phone number is 749-1444. 749-1444 is the phone number.
Uno, cuatro, cuatro,
cuatro. Say it again.
Uno, cuatro, cuatro, cuatro.
Is there any
uno,
business
dos,
we were supposed to say that we didn't say yet?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
We thank Papa John's for delivering fine pie. What else did we have to do? We said the phone number.
That's it.
749-1444. We're taking fan mail at Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati 45206. Hello, Andy, you're on the phone.
I think he knows that, but
Andy.
He's also on the air.
Yo, man.
Yo, man.
What's up?
What's up with you, Andy?
Are you there, bro?
What can we do for you?
Yeah, we're here.
I can't hear all of you. What are you saying to me, man?
Listen to the radio, not the telephone.
All right, that's good.
There you go.
I got a very heartwarming Christmas memory I'd like to relate to all the brothers and sisters in the audience tonight.
We'd love to hear it, Andy.
Okay, man. Well, we're coming on back from Portland to San Francisco to see the Dead Sea, because we're all fall through. We're all still out in Portland, you know, getting all wasted. So we decided we're going to come out down to San Francisco, check out the Dead on Christmas Eve. So it's going to be bomb scene, you know. We're driving on down the road, you know, we're dosed, so we got everything hooked up. We got the shrooms, we got the kindness, hydroponic chronic going down. It's half the time. So we're cruising down. We look up in the sky, and we see eight tiny reindeer and a fat man in a red suit. So right away, everybody says it's Santa Claus.
That was Jerry, brother.
Check this out. It might not be Santa. It probably is Jerry cruising across the sky on the microchip reindeer scene. So we got a closer look. We got out the binoculars. The whole scene, we're driving down the road. See, we check it out. We get up and look. Sure enough, it's their Uncle Jerry driving across to Jerryland, bringing home the doses to all the brothers and sisters around the world. We loved it.
All
what
right.
What do you think about that one?
Pretty good, Andy.
Hey, Andy, the dead rule.
The dead's man. The dead's always. What can I say, man?
Thanks a lot, Andy.
Keep touring.
Later.
749-1444. Chris Sabo got $3.1 million in 1993. His agent wanted him to make $12 million over 3 years. The Reds offered a one-year contract. The midnight deadline arrived with nothing done. Chris Sabo is no longer a Cincinnati Red.
The midnight deadline for arbitration arrived. The Reds did not offer arbitration to Chris Sabo, so that means basically they told Chris Sabo, hey, hey,
hey,
don't let it hit you in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Spuds won't be a Red much longer.
Which is kind of a bummer, because everyone in Cincinnati liked him.
Yeah.
$12 million in 3 years. He got offered $3 million a year. That comes out to $9 million in 3 years. Million clams.
The thing is, he...
9 million clams.
He's not that damn good. He's good, but he's not that damn good.
9 million clams.
Nine million. You know what he does every year? You know what this pea brain does every year?
What, Rob?
He slides into first base and breaks his ankle. Kevin, you're on the air, brother.
Hey,
Kevin,
what's up?
Hey, what up, man?
Not much, man. Happy holidays all the way.
Happy holidays, Kev.
All right, man. I got a story for you.
Cool.
All right. There were three yellow bears, all right?
Oh, man.
And they all had Santa hats on.
Cool.
And we were walking down the street.
Oh, you were one of the bears?
I was one of them. Okay. I had two other friends with me, though.
Sounds good.
Okay. And it was Carlos and Santina.
Oh, okay.
And we were in Mexico, and I don't know how this happened, but we were walking, and one of them left, man. He just took off, man.
What were you doing in Mexico?
Tripping out, man. I think I was in Mexico mentally, but not physically.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I don't know.
So you really were like in Clifton or something?
I was probably in Clifton, yeah, man. But anyway, the one bear's gone, right?
Uh-huh.
So we go on, and we're wondering what the hell's going on. And then, let's see. I think that's it. Yeah, that's the rest of the story.
Well, all right. Thanks a lot for sharing that with
us,
Kevin.
Hey, no problem, man.
All right.
Keep sucking on them bongs.
Hey, no problem, man.
749-1444 is the phone number.
As long as you didn't ask him to do anything hard.
Right on.
He'll be right there, man. Let's see. What did I bring in here? Oh. We got something going on? We got something going on. We got Shavo, man.
Hello, Shavo, man.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, Shavo?
How's it going, man?
It's going pretty good, darn.
Hey, man, I got out of prison, man.
Oh, well, that's good.
So I killed my lover, man. His name was Steve. I killed him. I slit his throat, baby.
That's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that, Shavo.
I tell you what, I got a Christmas memory, baby.
Well, lay it on us, man.
I remember from way back.
Okay, great.
Back in Cuba.
Hey, Shavo.
Yes, baby.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad to you, sweetheart. You're the man, baby.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wish a Merry Christmas to you. I tell you your language. Merry Christmas.
All right, Leia, what happened back in Cuba?
Anyway, back in Cuba, baby, I was a young child, baby. And mother raised me. She raised me to be a good boy.
Good for her.
Anyway, I'm walking these streets, right? And I'm trying to bring in the cash. Bring in the cash for the food, baby.
You know it.
You know, I'm walking these streets. I'm at sale. Right?
You're
I'm on
sale. Okay. So it's a rough life down in Cuba.
I'm having sex with strange men. I'm bringing them the bacon, baby.
That's the way to do it, man. Nothing like sex with gay Cubans. Go ahead.
I'm giving Mama the bacon. She's cooking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, one day she tells me, okay, this day we're going to celebrate Christmas, baby.
Oh, that's good.
And I never knew what it was. I never knew Christmas, right?
Uh-huh.
I never heard of it. I never seen snow. Anyway, it's just, it's hot. It's hot down there in Cuba.
Oh, it is.
All we got is raspberry Snapple, baby.
That's it.
It's delicious. You should try it sometime.
Yeah, oh, it is.
Anyway, Mama cooks up this huge pot of spinach.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, it's delicious. It's this spinach soup she has, right?
Mmm, boy.
Anyway, we have this huge feast, Christmas feast.
Uh-huh.
And we go out and we're gonna see Santa.
Oh, that's good.
Santa's on the corner, right? And he's got this huge bell, ring-a-ding-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Ring-a-ding-ding. It's like, put money in my pot, right? Anyway, I go over on Santa's lap, right?
Okay.
He toshes me.
Mm-hmm.
He toshes me in the wrong place. It's one of them private areas. Them areas you don't want no one to touch.
Listen.
I'm a young boy. I don't know what to do, and things start happening. I start to get excited.
Okay. What happened, Shavo?
Anyway, Mama says, hey, ask Santa Claus for $50. $50, he'll do anything he want. I ask Santa Claus, he kicks me off his lap, it did nothing happens, baby.
That's a sad story.
Dude, it was sad. Mama corrupted me, baby.
Tell you what, man, there's nothing like a damn welcher, communist, homosexual Cuban Santa Claus to ruin the holidays.
Dude, it was terrible, man. Dude, it ruined my childhood.
And you're still bearing terrible. Those scars.
That's why I am the way I am. Right?
That's when you defected to America, and our great country's been the richer for your presence.
Let me tell you, I'm on the streets right now. I don't know what to do. And I blame it all on Santa, baby. That big, fat, fucking Santa, baby.
Kind of sat that one out there, didn't you, Chris?
749-1444.
Chris, you know, you
in
have...
In case you just tuned in...
You have the name of
Christmas. Tonight is one of them nights. Tonight is just one of them nights. I'm telling you, in a minute, we're just going to call the whole thing off. Hello, James, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Chris and Rob?
Hey, James.
Hey, what the hell is it with that Cuban queer?
I don't know.
I don't know about like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know about if we like that kind of stuff either. We kind of...
Hey, how y'all feel about owning your own weapons?
That's all right.
Like handguns and...
Yeah, here.
Some automatic weapons.
Yeah, own a gun.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Hell, you're on my side. Well, I guess you're pro-marijuana activist too then, I guess.
Fear a government that fears you having your own guns.
All right. Well, guns and marijuana, that's, you know, go hand in hand half the time. You got to keep an eye on your shit.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Well, hey, I just wanted to wish y'all a Merry Christmas.
And, Merry Christmas, James.
Keep on smoking them. And, come on down to Kentucky sometime and see us, and we'll hook you up with some of that real kind skunk bud.
All right, skunk all right. bud.
Y'all be cool.
All right, now.
Cool too.
Give me a stocking full of skunk bud, and I got me a great Christmas lined up, man.
Awesome, dude.
So anyway, they have this live breathing, live action nativity scene in Hamilton. This funeral home does
with
it every
a real
year.
Donkey and everything?
A real donkey, a real lamb, and everything. You know what happens in Hamilton?
What?
Somebody decides they want to ride the donkey. Yes, early Monday morning, about 1:30, somebody released the damn donkey to try to ride him. Guess what the donkey did?
Probably buckled.
He took off like a shot out of a hell. Like he took off like a donkey from hell. He ran across Pleasant Avenue, which is a pretty major thoroughfare. It's Hamilton Avenue. It's 127.
Oh, yeah?
It's Pleasant Avenue. He ran across there. He jumped over several fences and the hood of a Hamilton police cruiser. They thought they had him corralled, okay? You got the guy who owns the donkey. You got the Hamilton cops. You got the Fairfield cops chasing a donkey through people's backyards. The donkey jumps a fence and runs down there by River Road, which is where they have River Road and near Joyce Park. Joyce Park's where they have big soccer tournaments and baseball and mm-hmm. softball tournaments.
Well,
and
then they could have been there.
And finally, the guy who owns the donkey grabbed him. I grabbed him around his neck until he stopped. He was just frightened. So let me tell you people something. Even though it's the Christmas time and people want to pretend like they're merry, don't ride the donkeys.
Anyways, the phone number here is 749-1444. 749-1444. Hello, Scott, you're on the air.
Yes.
Hi, Scott.
Fellas.
Yes.
Scott, thanks for filling in last week.
Oh, you got it.
How you doing tonight, Scott?
Not bad.
What's up?
I'm kind of loaded.
That's all right. That'll happen on a Tuesday night.
Well, anyway, we saw Frank last night.
Frank who?
Sinatra.
Where at?
Well, Frank who?
Where at?
Oh, Blue Eyes.
Where?
The chairman of the board.
Where?
We saw him at the music hall.
What was he doing?
He was at Carl Lindner 34th Annual ACI.
So you paid like a grand to see him?
What?
It was like $1,000 to see him, wasn't
it? No. We weaseled some tickets.
Oh, okay.
We got connections.
How many songs did he sing?
You and Carl are tight.
Oh, dude, me and Carl, we're like this. We're like brothers.
How many songs did he sing?
He sang about, I'd say he sang about eight songs.
Was he good?
Eight, nine. Well, it's like, you got to give him credit because he's 78.
Yeah.
But when he hit New York, oh, man, the guy belted it out like nowhere, like no one. The man, it was like he was 22 again. He belted it out like no one could do it.
Was Frank ever 22, though?
Oh, sure he was. What are you kidding me?
I thought he was just like 35 for his whole life.
He could have you bumped.
I know, he could. One phone call,
you're out.
I'm a squishy spot on the pavement.
I realize that. You're in pieces.
So how was it? Was it a good show?
Overall, it was a good show. It was short, but it was a good show. There was an opening guy who did comedy who was really bad, but...
Well, we don't want to talk about the bad stuff. So what was Frank's stage patter like?
Well, it's like, he sort of like... Well, there's teleprompters at each corner of the stage.
Enormous, right? Like big screen TVs.
Yeah, the one in the center is huge. It's like a big screen TV. And the ones at the side of the stage are smaller. They're like regular TVs.
Oh, okay.
And once in a while, he'd saunter over and he'd get a little mixed up, but still he caught on. He was all right. I kept waiting for him to look up at me so I could just stand up and yell, "Hey, Frank!"
Did you take any records for him to sign?
No, he actually barked. He barked at the audience.
Well, like woof woof.
Yeah, at the end of a song, it's like the last line of the song was like, "You're gonna be mine." And he sang, "You're going to be mine." And then he went, "Wow, wow, wow, wow."
Did he do Mrs. Robinson?
No.
What was the strangest thing that happened all night?
The strangest thing was he walked up to the front of the stage, right? And he's got this glass of scotch. And it's sitting on the piano all night. And he's sipping out of it.
This is kind of spooky, right?
Dude, it scared the shit. It scared the hell out of me. He walks
the bejeebers. Now, dude, take some lessons from us professional radio guys. It scared the bejeebers out of you.
It scared the bejeebers out of me.
Mm-hmm.
He walks up to the front of the stage, and he stares at it, right, for like 2 seconds, and he goes, "You killed my old man, but you won't kill me." And then he sipped it. And he sipped out of it. God, the whole crowd was just like silenced. It was scary.
Well, who was that chick he was doing in the 60s? What was her name? He was doing some real young kid in the 60s, wasn't he?
Mia Farrow?
Yeah, Mia Farrow.
Oh, he married her. He married her for like 3 years and he swept her around too much.
Was she there?
What?
Was Mia there?
No, Mia wasn't there.
Was Sammy Davis there?
Sammy's dead.
Oh. Was Joey Bishop there?
What?
Was Joey Bishop there?
His son was there, Frank Jr.
Yeah, he's a music coordinator, right? Music director.
Yeah, and all he did all night was just make fun of his son.
But his son's like 60, isn't he?
His son's about, I'd say his son's about 55, and all he did all night was just make fun of him.
What do you mean?
Just, he turned to the audience and say, "Oh, he doesn't know what the hell's going on, what the hell's going on. Oh, but he's got connections with his mother, so I better stay quiet." That kind of thing.
You know what it's time for?
Oh, and at one point he says, "Yeah, his mother called me, and he said, give him a job, so I gave him a job, the loser."
That's what he said?
Well, he didn't call him a loser.
Who's his mom?
I don't know, Sinatra Mama?
Sinatra?
Well, I mean, was he married to somebody famous all the time, like Anne Margaret or somebody?
What was it? It was Mia Farrow, then it was, who was it?
Liz Taylor, Debbie Reynolds.
Nah, he never married Liz
Taylor. Myrna Loy, who just died today. Winona Ryder.
He did them all. The guy.
Hey, have you ever had the feeling like you got a shot glass caught in your throat?
The guy. When he did My Way, it was almost like heartbreaking.
He did My Way in New York, New York.
He did them all.
How predictable.
Guess what it's time for, Scott?
What is it?
It's time for the Chris and Rob Kung Fu Theater.
Oh, man.
And now, from the land of Mao, the land of sodium-laden, oily, undercooked food, the land of over a billion swarming, politically oppressed people all with the same haircut, comes Chris and Rob's Kung Fu Theater. This week, the Hong Kong Mafia haggles over a sampan full of heroin, but doesn't count on some special visitors.
Okay, that's 3 million Hong Kong, 1 ton of ice, and a flea week at my brothel.
Deal.
Hot Horace! Whoa!
Tune in next week for another exciting episode of
Kung Fu Theater.
Cool, huh? See Frank do that.
Man, just watch him do that.
Do you think Frank's still in town?
Dude, the guy could top anything anyone does.
Do you think
he has the king?
How's he know Carl Lindner?
Oh, well, it's like once you get to the age of like 80, you know everyone else who's 80.
There's like a club of all the rich 80 guys. Everybody who's 80 and rich knows each other.
Dude, you know everyone once you're that age. Dude, Carl Lindner called, he came out and he made a speech, and he called Tim Krumrie, he called him Tim Krumi. It was kind of sad.
Carl Lindner's kind of sad now, isn't he?
Well, he tried to cover up for all the losses of all his companies, but it wasn't quite effective.
I tell you what, man.
He came out on crutches.
Who did? Krumi?
Carl Lindner. It was kind of sad.
Wow. What about Frank, though?
Frank came. Oh, Frank strutted out there. He danced out there.
Really?
Dude, he was light on his feet. He did backflips.
Yeah, Robbie's Frank.
I'll tell you something, Scott. No matter how hard I try, no matter what I do, I just can't stop loving you.
I can't stop loving you, so I made up my mind to live living memory of old lonesome time. I can't stop wanting you.
Hey. Hi.
Chris and Rob, late night talk show.
I'm
at
Chris.
Three. Man, it's only 3:33. You gotta be kidding.
Yeah,
dude, we've been here for like 4 hours now.
Six. Try half a day.
Oh, man.
Hello, Dan. You're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, we're okay, Dan. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. I don't know. What's up? What are we talking about here?
I want to know if you have any fond Christmas memories, and I want to know what Christmas means to you.
Well, at this point, it doesn't mean much. I just got laid off from Ford.
Uh-huh. Has it been over-commercialized for you?
But it don't matter at this point. They can't buy crap, so...
Well, just because you don't have money doesn't mean you still can't have a good Christmas.
What you can do is you can go to the library and check out a very special book and wrap it up and give it to somebody.
You still got two arms. You can hug your mother.
Yeah, that's true. Hell, last Christmas, right? I was in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
And,
Go Cubs.
It was Christmas Eve, and I was hanging around a little drinking hole. Diggers?
Yeah, cool.
I'm shooting some pool, and this guy, French fuck, Paul Poirier.
Okay.
Guy comes strolling in, right?
Great.
He's like, you want to play some pool? I'm like, what the hell? We'll play some pool.
Mm-hmm.
We're shooting a little stick, right?
The guy can't
make a bank shot to save his goddamn life.
I understand that.
I win $5, right?
Good for you.
The stakes get upped. Dropped.
He's a shark.
Guy's a shark.
Dun 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 dun
There went the Christmas presents right there.
I've never heard of a French pool shark.
He's a shark.
Paul Porty.
Remember
the name.
Paul Porty.
Goddamn shark.
He probably called it. Did he call
goddamn bastard too? from hanging around AJ's adult bookstore.
The shack.
Did he call it billiards or pool?
He called it billiards.
Yeah.
Well, I should have known.
Yeah.
I should have known.
It's that slick shack thing, billiards. Yeah, I'm a shack.
Hey, don't listen, guy. That's Bob. He's loaded on old style.
Who isn't?
What?
Who isn't?
That's my friend Steve.
Oh.
Not Steve 48.
Oh, okay, yeah. Not the pool shark from Chicago.
That's his brother.
Oh, okay.
Pool shark also. Pool shark also. But I tell you, I every day I drive by this AJ's adult bookstore.
Where's that at?
Yeah, it's over there in Covington.
Oh, okay, great.
Great. Guy's always hanging out there, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a fine place.
Oh, God. You got kids?
Yeah.
Keep the kids away from this guy. He's a sick bastard.
They're all the sick bastards make the world.
Give him a chance, he'll fuck your sister.
Hey! 749-1444 is the phone number here at Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You know, we could just quit and play a Mozart symphony. How'd you like that? Let these guys go home.
Daryl!
Hey, Daryl, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, I want to talk about, I just want to wish you guys Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Daryl.
Oh, Anna.
Emily.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Long time no hear.
Well, yeah.
You're not going to swear on our show, are you?
No.
Where you been?
Sleeping.
Aw.
Kid, my amnesia.
You got amnesia?
I used to.
Then what happened?
I don't know.
Can't remember, huh?
Not amnesia. What am I saying?
Insomnia.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you hear... What'd you say, Yomi?
Insomnia. Remember you had that show about dreams?
Oh, yeah, we did have a show about dreams.
And they had that expert about dreams.
Yeah, well, I don't know about expert. Well,
so, Emily, you're from Great Britain. Is that correct?
Yeah.
What's Christmas like over there? Tell us a little bit about the Christmas tradition and what it has in common and what it has in difference with the American tradition of Christmas time.
Well, I told you last time you asked was, I really didn't grow up in England.
Yeah, Chris. How many times does she have to say that she really doesn't know that much about England? She just has an accent.
You can still tell us about it.
Make up something,
know.
Emily.
Yeah, make something up. It doesn't have to be true.
It's probably the same.
Okay, here. This is what they do in Liverpool, my hometown.
You go to the mall. You buy your mother and your sister a sweater. You go home. You wrap it. You eat some ham, right? Some deviled eggs. You're done.
I wouldn't know.
What do you do in Cincinnati for Christmas?
Just normal, you know.
Mm-hmm. Tree, decorations, right. Presents.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards. A lot of hugs. Get your cheek pinched by some aunt you haven't seen in a long time.
I was just calling to... You've had awful people calling.
Well, thank you.
Tell us about it. You are the light at the end of a long, dark tunnel. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, thanks.
Emily, have you ever really hated somebody you never knew?
No.
Have you ever, saw somebody on TV or in the news and, you really, really hated that person and you couldn't stand them and then something bad happened to them? Did you feel bad then?
I can't say that I have, no.
Oh. Really?
No.
Oh.
So what do you and Chris and Jim do for your holidays?
Well, we all go up in the woods and we go camping, canoeing. We go out, we kill an owl. We kill an owl.
An owl?
Yeah, we kill an owl. Who wants to eat a turkey? Turkey's for pansies. We kill an owl. We go out, we kill an owl. We pick our own chestnuts, our own berries, and some wild mushrooms.
We always bring along some Jiffy Pop in case we can't find any good chestnuts that particular night.
Yeah, well, Jiffy Pop is our only part. We do kind of the survival Christmas. We get a helicopter. We go out into the wilderness of Montana. We get dropped off.
Yeah.
I have a Army-issue Green Beret survival knife, and that's all we have.
And a 12-pack.
And a 12-pack, and we each have one canteen full of red, white, and blue, and we're each outfitted with the ammo...